In Detroit, jurors are now deliberating in the trial of the 55-year-old white Dearborn resident Theodore Wafer, who's charged with second-degree murder after shooting a 19-year-old black woman, Renisha McBride. She banged on his porch door at 4:40 in the morning. He says he was acting in self-defense. Prosecutors say he shot her through a closed screen door and had other options. It's a case with echoes of the Trayvon Martin case, and Sarah Swick has been following it. She's with Here Now contributor network partner Michigan Radio. And Sarah, tell us more. The young woman was drinking, had been in a car accident?
Yeah, this happened back in November, late last year. We know that she had been smoking marijuana and drinking vodka, and she crashed her car in Detroit around midnight. It's sort of a mystery. Well, it is a mystery what happened between then and when she knocked on Theodore Wafer's door around 4:30 in the morning. But there is evidence, obviously, that she was fairly disoriented and probably confused.
Well, and there's no dispute that she banged on Mr. Wafer's door at 4:40. Let's listen to a short clip of him during his cross-examination.
I drew first. That's how I see it.
Shoot first, ask questions later, right?
It was a threat, the threat that was coming in my house, yes.
So, Sarah, he's claiming self-defense, and there are various self-defense laws, some to defend your home, some to defend yourself in public. That's the Stand Your Ground law. What does Michigan have?
Michigan has what's sort of colloquially called the Castle Doctrine, which is basically gives homeowners, when you're within your own home and you face what you deem to be a legitimate threat to your life or, you know, have a fear of great bodily harm, that you can use lethal force. It does give homeowners some pretty generous rights to do that. However, the whole question in this case is, was Renisha McBride, was she a legitimate threat to Theodore Wafer? And also, is being on his front porch, is that the same as somebody who is in your home?
Well, but to be clear, so does Michigan law say that it has to be the perception of a threat or that it has to be a threat?
The perception of a threat. It has to be in the homeowner's mind. They have to legitimately feel that this person poses the threat of imminent bodily harm to them. The question is that a reasonable assumption that Theodore Wafer made in this case that she was a deadly threat?
Well, and this is in embattled Detroit. This spring, the Detroit Police Chief, James Craig, said that residents there are fed up with crime, and he supported people protecting themselves. Let's listen to a little.
The message should be that, you know, people are going to protect themselves. They're tired. They've been dealing with this epidemic of violence. They're afraid, and they have a right to protect themselves.
So, just Sarah, briefly, there he is, a police chief and an African-American, sort of sending out a warning that people are going to defend themselves. How has that, his warning, and how has race played into this trial?
The defense has brought it up. During closing arguments, Mr. Wafer's defense attorney said the police chief of Detroit himself has said that people should think about arming themselves, and pointed to this recent string of cases where people did shoot at and in some cases kill people who were breaking into their homes. The idea of race hasn't been brought up so much directly, although it's always sort of lingering in the background in this case. You know, Theodore Wafer said it was dark that night. He couldn't even really see whether it was a man or a woman on his front porch, much less the race of that person. But it just has sort of come up in small ways throughout the trial. And it sort of becomes one of those things where we just don't know what was in his mind at that particular time. And it is hard to know whether we'll ever know.
Or in her mind, for that matter. Sarah Swick
yeah.
of Michigan Radio, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.